It's a very big day for the club and for the city of Salford. Marwan Kukash, the owner of the club, first had the idea where he felt sport would be a great platform to kind of show the respect for the real hero of the city. He didn't take much persuading to when he spoke to our Swinton kind of rivals in the city. Immediately they said yes to that, and we're looking forward to what's going to be a great event to really kind of recognise a real kind of hero of the city of Salford.
So I was saying, you know, time has passed since, you know, we learned of the tragic events, but it is still quite raw, particularly in Salford.
It is. Look, you only have to have a look at this around the stadium here. You know, we've still got the yellow ribbons around the lampposts and all right through into the town of Eccles. And, you know, it really hit the community hard, and it's not something, you know, for the community, never mind the family, that's going to kind of move on quickly. So, you know, Alan gave his everything, you know, to bring kind of humanitarian support to the children of Syria, and, you know, in some small way, let's hope the people of Salford, you know, can give their tenners, their 20 quid just for such a really good cause, yeah.
I mean, speaking to Alan's family and friends, you know, he was a rugby man himself, you know, which is even more fitting that this is taking place.
It is. I know I've been speaking to the family throughout the week in the build-up to this. And I know the children in particular are particularly kind of excited and looking forward to the event. So, you know, if we can bring some kind of happiness for the children when they must have had such a terrible experience, that's fantastic. On the day, the two children are going to get presented to both teams before the game. We're going to have a minute's applause. And, you know, let's hope it gives, you know, some light and, you know, for people who've had a really difficult time. And for the community, you know, as you say, the cabbie drivers have been supporting us in the event and putting everything out there. And it's just nice. Sport can be a great medium sometimes to kind of, you know, help bring some kind of positivity out of such a difficult situation. So let's hope it's a really fitting event for, you know, in memorial for Alan Henning.
As you said as well, you know, I mean, particularly with rugby, you know, it is a family sport, isn't it?
It is. I think what we've been hoping and really pushing hard to get ticket sales for this, and you can see the kind of feedback from supporters of other clubs, even I have to say from non-rugby supporters. We've had several people have bought tickets who won't be attending the game, which, you know, is fantastic. So through sport, let's hope, you know, it will be the fitting tribute, as I say. Yeah.
Finally, people can still get tickets, can't they? Even could they turn up on the day and get them?
People can turn up on the day. My advice to people at this moment in time is to try and buy early, because all the noises we're hearing from the police and local sources is that there's going to be a huge walk-up on the day, and the last thing we want is congestion at the ticket office and so on. So you can book online, you can ring up the ticket line and get that. But look, you can pay right up to the day. And I think the message I'd like to give, in this one day, in this 90 minutes of time, we can probably double the amount in the fund for Alan's children, you know. So what better way could rugby fans and sporting fans in general pay their tribute to Alan's memory?